You are now listening to the Unshakable Health Podcast with Dr. Thomas Hemingway. All right. So pumped to be here with you. It is nearly the end of March. Like, holy moly, April is around the corner in just a few days. Wow. This year is just going by way too fast. And I'm just grateful that you're here, that you're a part of this journey with me. It's just, I love to share with you the things that I'm loving, the things that I'm learning, the things that I'm trying out in my own life. In fact, this episode today is going to blow you away. I mean, honestly, this is something that I've been practicing each and every day recently, and it is, I'll be honest, it's changed my life. It's been a funky couple of weeks recently. We had two close friends pass away this week. One is a young boy, not even a teenager yet, and another is a great friend of mine, my same age, literally went to bed one night, didn't wake up, had a massive heart attack, and I'm still trying to wrap my brain around that one. It's this healthy guy, as far as we knew, active, super active, led a super active lifestyle, a surfer, and yeah, crazy. Apparently, the coroner found a big blockage in his, I'm guessing it was the LAD, that's the main blood vessel that feeds the heart, and he died in his sleep. It was just, anyway, just wacky couple of weeks, and just makes me really, really appreciate this time that I have to be with you, share the knowledge I'm learning, I'm loving, I'm growing from, the things that are helping me in my life. I just want to share them with you and hopefully the world. So if you haven't already, please share this podcast out. Make sure your friends, families, relatives, aunties, aunts, all the folks that you want to live their best life, because we're talking about living your best, your happiest, your just optimal life, right? We're not talking about just simple survival, making it through till the next day. We're talking about thriving, and that's what gets me pumped, gets me excited, and I'm just grateful for each and every one of you that take the time to listen to the show. And if you dropped a review over there on Amazon, thank you in advance for my book, Preventable: 5 Powerful Practices to Avoid Disease and Build Unshakable Health. Or you've dropped a review over there on Apple, on my podcast right here, Unshakable Health. I read all those. I promise you, all the reviews that come in over there on Amazon, on Apple, please continue to keep those flowing, because that's what gets me pumped up and excited to keep sharing with you, because this is kind of a thankless thing. I'm just going to be honest. You know, this is a free podcast. I love doing it, but sometimes I'm human too. I have a rough week and I just don't want to do it. Like today actually was one of those days, just a little bit grief stricken this last couple of weeks. A couple of funky things have happened, like I shared, and I didn't really want to do this episode, but I learned something recently and I've been trying it each and every day. And I'm going to share that with you. It's powerful. It's a little different than what you've heard, and I can't wait to share it with you, because it is science-backed, evidence-based. I've personally tried it, and it may just change your life like it has mine. So thank you in advance for being here. Make sure you share this out. Make sure you share this episode to anyone out there who's human that just wants a better life, that just wants to thrive and not simply survive life. And if you want to jump in with some like-minded folks and be a part of my Thrive community, where I share, where I do live calls, and you want to be a part of that, Q&As, we have an ongoing text thread where you can drop me questions at any hour of the day. If I'm up, I'll answer it. If I'm not, I'll get to you in the next day or so. And I just love to share with you all and see that camaraderie that comes from like-minded folks trying to live their best life. So drop on over there to Instagram at Dr. Thomas Hemingway, Dr. Thomas Hemingway, Facebook, Thomas Hemingway, MD, thomashemingway.com. You can send me an email, aloha surfdoc@gmail.com. You can send me a question right then and there, and I'll do my best to reach out to you and thank you for being a part of this amazing movement to thrive and not simply survive. So today's episode, I am super pumped, because today we're going to talk about something that I don't think I've ever shared about specifically before on this show. And it's not honestly something that many people really know about. And it's different than what you may have heard. You may have heard the best way to optimize your day, your energy, get more done, be most effective, is to have that so-called miracle morning, right? There's people that have written books on this. You know, what's the best way to start your day? And I'm not going to lie, that's important. I actually have a little bit of a morning ritual. No offense to the dude that wrote The Miracle Morning. I don't have an hour every morning to dedicate to a specific protocol that I do. I have about 15 or 20 minutes. You know, I got six kids. Many of them get up really early to go to school. In the dark of the night, it still is dark right now because we switched those dang clocks over. They're going to school in the dark, and I'm getting up to help them get fired up, ready for school. And I do have a little ritual that I do, and it's powerful. It's unique. It's something I've already shared on the show. If you go back a few episodes, I think it was like the December 22nd episode, I talked a little bit about my morning routine, which is powerful. It is important, but you know what? Forget the miracle morning. Like, do your little ritual. If you want to adopt some of my things that I do in the morning, you can do it in as little as 5 to 15 minutes. It doesn't have to take a long time. But what I found, especially of late, I've had some struggles and some crazy stuff happened, like I shared. But what I found is that last hour of the evening, actually, at night before you go to sleep, is potentially the most powerful for you for that next day. And so if you're just, you know, rolling out of bed when the alarm clock happens and you're just, you know, getting into that whole, you know, snowball effect of, you know, getting, you know, just bombarded by all the stuff of the day, reacting to all the, you know, messages that blew up overnight and things like that, that is not what we're talking about here. We're going to talk about one thing that may just be that most powerful thing that could change your life. So right now, sadly, the data shows over 97% of us in the developed world, this is, you know, US, Canada, Australia, 97% of us, the last hour of the day, guess what we're doing? Yeah, if you're watching over there on YouTube, we are hooked to this, you know, whatever it is, 3x6 device. I don't even know if that's the right measurements, but some kind of a smartphone, tablet, TV, whatever it is. We are staring at that thing right up until the very last minute that we go to sleep. And I'm telling you, wrong answer. That is not the best way to spend that last hour. And we're going to talk about why in just a second. 97% of us spend that last hour looking at that darn thing. And it's sad, actually. And 91%, in fact, if you want to get technical, 90.8% of us are using our smartphones in bed. We're already in bed. We're ready to close our eyes. And we're literally looking at those things right up until the moment that we try to close our eyes. 90.8% of us. So 97% of us are using them during that last hour. 91% of us literally look at them right up until we try to go to sleep. Right up until. And I'm not even talking about the blue light emissions that we've talked about in many prior episodes. Like, that's one thing. But even worse than that is predominantly when we are focused on that silly smartphone and social media and those things that we're scrolling, maybe we're looking for a little entertainment, a little just whatever it is, we're just kind of, we're in the, what they call the reactive mode, right? We're reactive. And when we go to bed, looking at that stuff, staring at that stuff, and that's not a good thing. There's lots of data. Maybe you've watched the new documentary on, you know, the smartphone. It's wacky, wild stuff that goes on in our brain when we're watching this thing continuously. And it puts us in what's called a reactive mode instead of what we would love to be in, which is a proactive, where we are in charge. We are the captain of the ship, and we're not simply a passenger, which happens commonly when we're staring at that dang smartphone. But what's interesting is there is data now, excuse me, looking specifically at how we spend that last hour of our day that can affect the remaining 23 hours. And this was actually kind of cool for me to see the data because I have had the personal goal, and I don't always get there, I'm going to admit that right now, of putting my smartphone down 2 hours before bed and connecting with my kids. We actually read together as a family, and I've been blown away at the amazing experiences we've had doing this. My young daughter, who's 6, like, her reading has gotten tremendously better over the last couple of months, to where she's reading big words, like, in, you know, just crazy amounts of knowledge, and just being able to just pronounce crazy words like therefore and where, you know, it's just like unbelievable stuff. Like, I'm just blown away because we read tonight. We read each and every night together as a family, and we connect and we ask questions and we talk about what we're learning, loving our feelings, you know, all these kinds of things. But we're connecting. The phones are down. We're not looking at scrolling on social media. And I've had the personal goal to have 2 hours of downtime from that phone every night. But this data I'm going to share with you today talks about 1 hour. And that's what I've always kind of put forward when I talk about, you know, great sleep and how to reduce, you know, the distractions and the blue light and whatnot. I always try to give people the goal to try to get 1 hour off that phone, 1 hour at night. Put it in airplane mode, put it in another room. And I also recommend doing this in the morning as well and not just grabbing that thing, the first thing that comes to mind when you get out of bed. No, don't do that. That's part of that miracle 15-minute morning routine that I personally do. It's without the phone as well. And the reason for that is so that we don't get into that reactive mode, which I'm telling you, if you want to, I don't want to say this to be negative, but it could literally ruin your day, right? If you start first thing, you stare at that phone, you stare at all those messages that came up overnight. And if you're in Hawaii, like I will be next week, a lot of crap can happen at night. Because if I get up at 6 a.m., it's freaking noon on the East Coast. Like already half the day is gone by and I'm getting up at 6 a.m. and it's already noon. And so I purposely do not grab my smartphone when I first get out of bed, nor do I use it that last at least 1 hour. That's kind of my, you know, do not mess with time as far as I'm pretty good at not using it for 1 hour. My ultimate goal is 2 hours, but 1 hour is kind of more consistent and it could blow your mind. And I'm going to share with you some data on how making that last hour before bed, before your head hits the pillow, making it count. So not only you have an amazing end to your day, but your sleep will be more productive. There's some amazing data. I can't wait to get into it. But the primary thing is in the mindset where you become proactive. You purposefully decide on how you're going to spend that last hour. And it's without your phone. It's without, you know, the TV on. It's connecting with your loved ones, your kids, your spouse, what have you, and yourself personally. What I've been doing for, this has been much longer than I've been familiar with this data, but I've been writing in a journal. In fact, it's been so cool because I do it. My daughters are starting to do it. My son, actually, for Christmas, he gave all of us super, super just sweet, sweet, well thought out gift. He gave us all a new journal. And we got to pick the color. We didn't even know that it was a journal, but he said, what's your favorite color? Here's, you know, this color palette. You get all these choices. Which one do you want? And the reason was it was a personalized, you know, leatherback, nice journal that he got for each of us. And now my girls are writing in a journal and it's been super fun. But one of the things that I write at night is a couple of wins for the day, a couple of gratitude points where I'm like, okay, reflection, take a moment to just think about my day and a couple of the positive things that occur. I call them my three wins. What are the three wins? And we talk about as a family over dinner, you know, what were your wins? And, you know, it's kind of fun to go around the table, not just once a year at Thanksgiving, but come on, just each and every day, you know, make it one win. Like just think about something cool, something you're grateful for, or something right then and there that happened that day. And what's super interesting is there's a lot of data on that, how gratitude is so dang helpful and health promoting. Like legit, when you have gratitude and you take that moment, you write down your three wins in your journal. It can be a specific gratitude journal, or it can just be like mine. Mine is just a regular black, you know, leather journal over here. It's not specifically a gratitude journal, but I write in it every day my three wins, because when I focus on that, everything changes. Legit. Your brain, you have increased serotonin, increased dopamine, these sort of happy hormones and neurotransmitters, if you will, get released when you're grateful. It actually encourages this other hormone called brain-derived neurotrophic factor, BDNF, goes up. And that's like the quote-unquote miracle grow for your brain. Like your brain can actually grow new connections. It literally can increase its synaptic connections and grow in its power. Like it's unreal. Like your brain is not at a standstill point where it's just, you know, going down the cliff type of thing. You can actually increase your neuronal connections each and every day. And one of the ways is through gratitude. And it can be so simple. Three things. I would encourage you every evening in that last hour, one of the things that you do, besides, of course, being off the smartphone, is write down three positive things for the day. I call them my three wins. Three things each and every day. Because when you do that, it's unreal. Your blood pressure goes down. Your restful nervous system, called the parasympathetic nervous system, that's sort of the anti-stress nervous system, gets fired up so that you can have the best night's sleep. It actually strengthens your immune system. Can you believe that? Having gratitude, doing this simple exercise, can strengthen your immune system. It improves your insulin sensitivity. Oh my gosh. And it's been shown, I know it's cheesy, but it increases your lifespan. Not only are you happier on the daily, but you'll actually live longer if you live with gratitude. It's been proven. It's been proven. It's been proven to decrease the incidence of coronary or heart disease. It does so many more things as well to your emotional and your spiritual being, right? You just feel more connected. It also improves your confidence. And we're going to talk about that in a minute. There's a couple of confidence boosting things with respect to this three win list. This is actually powerful, cool stuff. Some of it I learned a while back. I read this book, it's been 3 or so years ago. It's called The Gap and the Gain. And I was reminded of these things. I've learned them a few years ago. And this is why you read stuff over and over, because even me, the doctor, I forget stuff. You know, maybe I'll try it for a while and then I get out of practice. Well, our kids with us, we try to have a book club amongst our teenage boys. And right now we're rereading The Gap and the Gain. And so I'm going to give some credit here to the amazing dudes, Dan Sullivan and Dr. Benjamin Hardy, who got together and wrote this book. Benjamin Hardy used the wisdom of Dan Sullivan and his coaching that's been going on for about 30 years. He kind of synthesized it, if you will, put a bunch of Dan Sullivan's quotes in there and and vignettes and so on, and put this together. So if you hadn't read the book yet, The Gap and the Gain, you're going to be blown away. It's a simple concept, yet powerful. And so gratitude in and of itself is crazy, crazy beneficial. So many amazing things. My favorite is it just enhances your sense of well-being. It enhances your vitality, your energy. In fact, there's a funny study here that let me just read you. It says high energy individuals exhibit high levels of gratitude. Gratitude and vitality are strongly correlated. And this is McCullough et al., a study they did. And it's been almost 20 years that they did this study. And it's just blows me away at the power of gratitude. But what I was getting to is that this simple practice, writing your three wins, I've been doing this for a while. And what I haven't done, which is kind of the aha moment that I had recently when I reread this book, is that in addition to writing down those three wins for today, also one of the things that's been helpful is to visualize three things that will be your wins for tomorrow. It can be something with respect to an important thing you need to do with respect to work. And notice I said important, because sometimes I think we make these like long lists of all the things we want to accomplish, and we don't always make the lists have important things. Sometimes we just fill them with what I might call the urgent things, you know, the to-do list, if you will, because especially if you're a parent and you got kids that are in all different schools and all different sports and things, there's just a lot of stuff that you got to do that seems urgent. But what I would encourage you to do is make a list, not only of the three things from today, that were your wins, but make a list of three important wins that you'd like to achieve tomorrow. And notice I said important and not urgent. The urgent ones often push away, you know, they kind of get into the pile there and they push the important things out of the way because we feel like, oh my gosh, I got to do this, blah, blah, blah. You know, whatever it is, this task that's not really that important, but for whatever reason, it's timely and urgent and we get distracted sometimes. And so I would encourage you to write down three important wins that you would like to have for tomorrow. So that's the exercise. In the evening, you write down your three wins for the day. You write down your three important wins that you hope to achieve tomorrow. And then you're going to do something that's really cool, which I was missing out on. I'm just going to be honest. My friend Rudy Riskins, if he's around, if he listens to this, I hope he does. Like, I'm so grateful for him because he got me doing this thing called visualization, right? Where you are kind of pretending you're in the future, looking at yourself, performing or doing something important that you have either on your to-do list or a goal that you have. It can be everything, everything from a work goal, a family goal, maybe even a sports goal. Like for me, I've been sharing with you guys and gals on Instagram that I'm learning new things. Like still, I'm in my, you know, sixth decade of life and I'm learning new things, like how to do certain tricks on a snowboard that I never even tried before. And so like, it's crazy stuff, but visualization is so important. In fact, I wanted to share with you, you guys probably know this already, but Michael Phelps, of course, the most winning Olympian of all times, right? He, every night, would practice this visualization. He would visualize himself winning another gold medal, being on that platform. Maybe you've heard of Kayla Harrison. She was a two-time judo Olympic gold medalist. And she said, quote, I'm just going to tell you what she said. Every night, I visualize myself winning the Olympics, standing on top of the podium, hearing the national anthem, watching the American flag go up. It was real to her. Each and every night, she visualized this. And guess what? It happened. She's a two-time, not just medalist, but gold medalist. And I have recently started doing this practice of visualization. I visualize my next day. I visualize my goals for the future. I even visualize stuff that might seem kind of trite and silly, like how I'm going to do this new move on the snowboard that I've never tried before. Like, thank goodness for YouTube, because I'm learning all kinds of crazy stuff over there. Health stuff, snowboarding stuff. Like, YouTube is awesome. Lots of cool stuff out there. But when you do this exercise of visualization, which I used to do, thanks to Rudy, especially recently because I got to hang out with Rudy. If you don't know Rudy Riskins, you got to follow him. Such a cool dude. Got an amazing South African accent. Just cool as heck. He got me doing regularly the morning visualization. But what I wasn't really doing was the evening visualization. Because when you visualize in the evening, guess what? Your mind is so smart and so effective. It's actually working on those things while you sleep. Like really cool, cool stuff. In fact, there's data on that. I want to share with you, see if I can find the actual quote. But Thomas Edison, just you and I know, just a cool dude, not just an inventor, but he was a smart guy overall. His quote is this: never go to bed without a request to your subconscious. In other words, give it a little bit of a prompt. Tell it what you want to do tomorrow. Tell it what problems you want to solve tomorrow. Remember the three wins that you want to have for tomorrow? Think about those before you drift off to sleep. Visualize how that's going to go. You got an important meeting tomorrow, important presentation. Maybe you just got a day on the ski hill with some friends and you want to visualize how that's going to go. Take a moment right before you go to bed and kind of think on those things that you want for your future. And they can be those three wins for tomorrow. In fact, wanted to share with you, they call it pre-input. There's a dude by the name of, I just want to share this. So I don't want to mess this up. So there was a podcast that Tim Ferriss did with a guy named Josh Whiteskin. And they were talking about this whole proactive day that I've been sharing with you versus a reactive day. And let me just tell you what Josh was doing. It says, in the hour before bed, Josh gives himself time to think about the most important question he's trying to answer or that he's trying to solve. He then sleeps on it. And the next morning, pre-input, he meditates and journals about that same question or problem he was thinking about. And the research shows that that creativity is primed just following sleep, especially after our, the REM sleep. It's amazing. Your brain, although your body goes to sleep, right? Your brain is active. If you guys have ever looked at an EEG and seen what it looks like during REM sleep, like, holy crap, it's like you're wide awake. Your brain is going. And so if you use that 1 hour before bed wisely, and you not only enter it with the gratitude from your three wins of the day, but you're also writing down the three wins that you want for tomorrow, those three most important things that you want to accomplish. Maybe there's some problems you want to solve and you kind of sleep on it. You'll be amazed when you wake up. Remember, you're not grabbing this. You're not grabbing the smartphone that I'm holding up for the guys and gals on YouTube. You're not grabbing that. You're giving yourself, give yourself 15 minutes, right? If you got an hour, like by all means, go for it. Take the whole hour. But if you got just 15 minutes like I do, give yourself the gift of using 5 or 10 of those minutes to write again what's going on in your mind about those 3 things that you were thinking about before bed, the 3 wins that you want to achieve for the day. Because this way, you go into each and every day proactive with a plan, right? You're not picking up that phone and going immediately into reactive mode. Like, I've been there. Trust me. Like, when I was chief of the ER for 10 years, I'm just sad to say I wasn't a super happy human. I mean, I was stressed and I literally would go to bed looking at that smartphone. I did all the wrong things. I woke up in the morning and I had a quick look and make sure I didn't miss any messages, make sure I was all up to speed with whatever emails came in overnight. Like, I was living reactive mode. I'm just going to tell you, I did a decade of that. It was not fun. Ask my wife. She'll tell you I was not a very happy human. I wasn't. I was distracted because there was a lot going on, but I was living in reactive mode. I was definitely not being proactive. There's a cool dude who I read his book a couple of years back, right when it first came out, called Tiny Habits. Maybe you've heard of BJ Fogg. Cool dude from Stanford, really smart guy. And he talks about this whole, you know, concept that when you are proactive and that when you are using these small wins and goals for the day, small wins that you know that you can accomplish, it increases your confidence. It increases your confidence. And pretty soon, the next day, the wins seem to get easier. And then you're like, holy crap, I had like 4 or 5 wins today. The next day you might have 10 wins. But I would encourage you to just write 3, right? There's this saying that Tony Robbins always says, 1, 2, 3, too many, right? There's 3 things, 3 important wins for the day. That's kind of your grateful exercise before you go to bed. And then the 3 wins that you want for tomorrow. And pretty soon you're going to find out that you're always winning. It's really cool stuff. You know, it's like, maybe you've heard this principle called the 80-20 principle. This is that 80% of the results come from 20% of the activity. So you need to pick what are those top items, right? Those top 3 things that you want to focus on. And there's another quote. I just had to share this with you because it just made me smile. It's from a bright guy by the name of Jim Collins. He says, if you have more than 3 priorities, more than 3, you don't have any. You got to keep it simple, sweetie, right? We all learned that in 3rd grade. Keep it simple, sweetie. You got to focus on the things that matter, the things that are important. So let's just start with 3 every night, wins for the day, and then 3 important wins that you want to achieve from the next day, tomorrow. And I promise you, pretty soon, you do this each and every night. And I've been doing this recently, and holy crap, it has blown me away. This is powerful. It's put me into a much more, I would say, grounded, focused mindset that keeps things in perspective. Like even this last couple of weeks where we had 2 people close to us die. And I'm not going to say it's easy, but it has made it easier. Just the perspective, the mindfulness, the gratitude, the simple wins. Like yesterday, I'm just going to tell you, one of my wins from yesterday was my daughter. She had to practice this book report where she had to dress up as the individual that she read her, I think it, in this case, it was not an autobiography, but it was a biography. And she read it, studied it. She wrote a book report. And then she had to dress up like this person. And my win, one of my 3 wins for yesterday was sitting on the couch watching her present this person's story, her life, and dress up like her and wear the same type of clothing and even the glasses. We found the exact type of glasses on Amazon. It was such a cool, sweet, yet simple thing. That was one of my wins for the day, was watching her be able to present that. And what you'll find is you start doing this each and every day, you're going to find you're always winning. One last thing I wanted to share with you, and that's what I was kind of alluding to, that when you have this gratitude and you're in this state of mind, it will boost your confidence. And this has been studied, as I mentioned, by BJ Fogg. And it also gives you purpose. It gives you purpose because when you get out of bed, you'll already know what your 3 important wins for this day, the new day, will be because you wrote them down the night before. And you've had all night to have your brain fired up and thinking about these things, how you're going to accomplish them. Instead of being like the average American, and this is really, I mean, I've been there. The average American that hits the snooze button a couple of times. This study, I'm gonna share it with you because it's crazy. I almost couldn't believe it, but literally the average person, they looked at over 2,000 people here in the US, and it took them on average 24 minutes to actually get up out of bed and start the day. 24 minutes. Like, holy crap. I know when I bounce out of bed, I mean, it's taken me literally less than a minute. And this was done. It's actually pretty funny. It's entitled Alarming Habits. We surveyed 2,000 Americans to examine some of their habits when it comes to alarms and waking up in the morning. Alarming habits. And so hopefully you got that little alarming, because it talks about the alarm, and it literally took these folks 24 minutes to actually get out of bed and start their day. That's 24 minutes wasted. That's 24 minutes of perseveration. That's 24 minutes of maybe it's staring at the phone, or maybe it's just hitting the snooze a couple of times. Like, I don't know about you, but I wake up fired up and I'm out of bed. Boost. I'm boosting it, as my kids say. And that's because you wake up with intention, with intention. So make sure to dial in your evening routine, which may just be your most important part of your next day, of your morning ritual. If you dial in the evening, oh my gosh, you're going to be unstoppable, unstoppable. But the last thing I wanted to share is, if you want to make this really stick, and this is something that BJ Fogg talks about, something that pretty much everybody in this space that's into, you know, making lasting change in your life, whether it be by setting goals, achieving them, what have you, is to find an accountability partner. Maybe it's your spouse, maybe it's your kid, maybe it's a colleague, and share those three intentions, those three wins, and then the new ones for the next day. Literally, it takes 1 or 2 minutes. You could send them a text message and say, hey, these are my wins for today. This is what I'm aspiring for tomorrow, my three wins. Have some accountability. And I just have to close with this quote, which is called Pearson's Law, which I'd heard about it, but I couldn't have dialed it in without rereading this. And it says, when performance is measured, performance improves. Like, duh, right? If you don't measure it, how the heck do you know? Tony Robbins talks about this all the time. You gotta freaking measure it. You gotta measure it. But when performance is measured and reported back, the rate of improvement accelerates. That's called Pearson's Law. Let me read that one more time. When performance is measured, performance improves. When performance is measured and reported back, the rate of improvement accelerates. I don't know about you, but I love accelerating. Like, oh my gosh, one of my goals in life is at some point to do one of those, you know, they have like a racetrack and people go out there for their birthday. They get to drive either some fancy, I don't know, Italian car, or maybe it's a Formula One car. I don't know, some kind of fast car. You get to like drive it on the track. And like, I would just, I don't know. Anybody saw Top Gun, right? You have the need for speed. I don't know if that was Goose or Maverick that said that, but you know what I'm talking about. Like, anything that can accelerate your growth, what you can get done, accelerate your business, accelerate, you know, the aspirations you have for your life. Like, acceleration is cool. And when you do this, when you share those three wins and get accountable, your growth will accelerate. So let me just wrap up the sort of the whole message here. And whoa. Sorry about that. That was not the right button. I'm dying here. I've been podcasting for, I don't know, in my third or fourth year, and I'm still hitting the wrong buttons occasionally. But to summarize, you got to dial in this last hour of your day. So crucial, so critical, yet so simple. And many of us, including me, we're kind of missing out. So put away this thing for the last 1 hour, your dang cell phone. Put it away for 1 hour before bed. Make sure you use at least a couple of minutes. Maybe you can do it in 5 or 10 minutes. Write down your three wins for the day. And then forecast your three wins for tomorrow. And then share that with somebody. Maybe your spouse, your kid, your work colleague, your best friend, bestie, whatever. Share it with someone. Be accountable. And remember Pearson's Law. Your growth will accelerate. You'll get those results that you want. Your brain will be working for you as you sleep. And when you have that gratitude, it actually improves your sleep. You sleep better. And it makes you wake up proactive. You have a plan. You're not just, you know, falling into your day, you know, crashing, as my wife says, crashing into the day. You're not crashing into the day. You're entering with intention. You're proactive, not reactive. I'm telling you, the magic will happen for you. This has been really a savior for me lately, is having this set up. I was doing it already to some degree, but I was not doing the visualization. I was doing visualization in the morning, but I wasn't doing it in the evening. As I'm doing it and I'm forecasting my intention for that next day, I'm telling you, it has helped me tremendously. So that's my wish, is that each and every one of us can do that, can take those three wins for the day and then forecast the three wins for tomorrow, going to bed with gratitude, with purpose, without the dang cell phone, and also waking up without that as well, because your life will change for the better. It has worked for me. It has worked for thousands of others, and I want that for you. So if you haven't had the opportunity to read that book that I shared, it's called The Gap and the Gain. That's something I've read a couple of times, and I reread it recently with my kids. It's been awesome. Grab a copy of that book, The Gap and the Gain. He shares a lot of these principles, and I'm just going to tell you, this is one of my favorites. Like, one of my favorites, having that intention in the evening, not wasting that last hour, which one out of 24, that 23rd hour, that 1 hour could literally make the whole day better. For all the reasons I shared already. So make sure you share this out, share this episode with your friends, family, colleagues, coworkers. You want to just crush life, accelerate your growth and potential. This is powerful stuff. So thank you for being here. This has changed my life. It has helped me tremendously, especially in recent weeks. Oh my gosh, it's been so helpful. And so I want this to help you too. Make sure you try it out. Share with me. Reach out to me on Insta, Dr. Thomas Hemingway. You can even email me, alohasurfdoc@gmail.com, or reach out to me on Facebook, Thomas Hemingway MD. I'd love to hear your experience. If you've tried this, how it's working out for you. It's been crazy beneficial to me, and I just want you to have that too. I'm not selfish about what I'm learning. I want you to know as well. And there's lots more data we didn't even get a chance to share this week, but if you reach out to me, if you have questions, I'd be happy to share more. Until next time, thank you for being here. Make sure you drop a review. It means the world. I will read each and every one of those. Make sure you share this episode, and thank you for being a part of this important movement. Aloha.